Zakh mishna vayta mesecht es idyos perik beis mishna dalet. Shloshet dvarim amar Rabbi Yishmael lefnei chachamim. Rabbi Yishmael said three things before the chachamim. Bekerem biyavna, literally in the vineyard of Yavna. Were the chachamim learning in a vineyard? The answer is no. If you remember the Gemara that some of you learn on Tisha B'Av, Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh asked the Roman general for three things. One of them was to spare the city of Yavna. That's where the Sanhedrin went to. And they sat in rows, planted like a vineyard. It looked like rows of vines. And that's why the yeshiva was called Kerem B'Yavna, the vineyard in Yavna. Now, what were the three things that Rabbi Yishmael said? First of the three things, Al beya trufa shi nesuna al gabe yorak shal truma shi chibar. Have no fear, we will taich b'yaz Hashem Yisbarach. There is no shlishi latuma when it comes to chulin. Chulin means regular food, not truma, not kachin. So let's say an egg touches a sheni latuma. What does the egg become? Answer, a nothing. It doesn't become tame at all. If truma touched a sheni, it would become a shlishi. An egg can't be truma because truma has to grow from the ground. What we have over here is a beya trufa, like a scrambled egg. The yellow and the white part of the egg are mixed together. And shehi, this egg, nesuna, has been placed, al gabe yorek shel truma, on vegetables of truma in a pot. Let's say you have someone who's a sheni latuma, like a tful yoin, man who toiveled himself and he's waiting for the sun to set to complete his tahara. At that point, he's a sheni latuma. If he touches the egg, is that the same as touching the vegetable? And memela, it becomes a shlishi letumah, because the vegetable is truma. What Rabbi Shmuel says, yes. Even though he didn't mamish touch the vegetable, but he touched the egg, that's as if he touched the vegetable, which is underneath this egg in the pot. Because in this kind of a dish, the egg and the vegetable is considered one. Vim haisa kimin kaiva. But let's say the egg like blew up a little bit. Sometimes it happens, right? When you scramble the egg, there's like this bubble. Looks like a helmet over the vegetable, and there's like empty air space between the egg and the vegetable, then ain't a chibur. Then touching the egg does not mean that he touched the vegetable. Weiter, says the Mishnah. The second thing, there's a mitzvah of shikcha. What is a mitzvah of shikcha? When you're gathering bundles of tefuah that were cut in the field and you forgot one bundle or two bundles, there's a mitzvah to leave it there for the poor people. You can't come back to take it. Like the Pasuk says, v'shechachta oimer basadeh, if you forget a bundle of tefuah on the field, loy soshiv lekachtoi, don't return to take it. Lager, layosem, ulalmana yiyah. Now, if we just teach the psukim, it sounds like, oh, it's only if after you cut it, and you left a bundle, you have to leave it. What if stam I'm cutting, and I forgot to cut one stalk or two? So the Gemara Darshan, from an extra word in the pasuk, that also you have to leave for the poor people. You can't go back to cut it. That's called shikchas kama. There's shikcha with bundles of tefuah that were cut, and then there's shikcha with when you forget to cut one or two. So zakta mishnah weiter. V'al shiboyla shebekatzer. This is Rabbi Yishmael's second halacha. If you have a stalk of grain that was overlooked and left standing in a harvested section of the field, but its tip, if you bend it, could reach an area of grain that wasn't cut yet. It's close enough. I don't have to go back to cut it. I can cut the tefuah that wasn't cut yet, and this will get cut along with it. Im niktzara im hakama, if I can take hold of it and cut it together with the standing grain, the one that I left from the previous section that I didn't pluck off yet. In other words, again, there's two parts of the field. One I cut already, one I didn't. The kama means the standing tefuah that I didn't cut yet. There's this one stalk of grain that I forgot to cut from the part that I already cut, but I could lean it over and cut it together with the rest of the kama that I didn't cut yet. I don't have to go back to cut it. Then the din is a reisha balabayas that belongs to the owner of the field. The pasuk says you can't go back to take it. He doesn't have to go back. I can cut it with the part that wasn't cut yet. But v'im lav, if I can't grasp it together and cut it with the standing tefuah that wasn't cut yet, oh, you have to turn around and go back to cut it. Here the Pasuk says, as the Batanura explains, Loi Sashiv, don't go back. And Arehi Shalanim, it belongs to the poor. That's part of the mitzvah of Shikha, to leave what you forgot to the poor people. Okay, now Rabbi Shmuel's third halacha. There is an Isser called Klai HaKerem. That means it's usher to plant tfuah or vegetables near grapevines. How much do you have to separate it? It depends. From a single gefen, you have to separate it 6 tvachim. From a kerem, which is a vineyard means 5 vines or more that are planted next to each other, you have to separate it 4 amos. 5 vines that are planted in one row, and their branches are leaning over a gate or some horizontal pole, that's called an aris. That has a din of a kerem. Any tfuah that you want to plant over here, any grain or vegetables, has to be not just 6 tvachim away, but 4 amos away. Now, our Mishnah is talking about an aris that doesn't mamish have 5 vines in one row. And this is what I'm trying to figure out. There's like one vine leaning over one fence, on the other side, another vine leaning over a different fence. Are these separate vines? I only have to distance tfuah 6 tvachim, or somehow is this combined over here, and I say it's a kerem, and I have to distance, I have to separate 4 amos if I want to plant tfuah or vegetables. Zakta Mishnah. V'algina ktana, on a small garden, you're planting vegetables. Shimekefes aris, that's surrounded by these branches leaning over a gate. And the branches of the vines are mamish laying on the gate around the garden. Im yeshba, if you have in the garden, in other words, the garden is big enough that two people can stand over here side by side. Kimloi boitzer v'saloi. Like the shear that's needed for the boitzer. The boitzer is the person who collects the grapes. The cutting of grapes is called bitzira, and his basket. There's an amma for the person and an amma for his basket. If you have two people and their baskets, so there are 4 ammas. In other words, from wall to wall. Imagine, I'm standing in a garden. What do I see in the garden? Turn to my right, I see a wall. There's a vine leaning over. Turn to my left, I see a wall. Vines leaning over. But when I turn to my right and I turn to my left, from wall to wall in my garden, there are 4 ammas. Kimloi boitzer v'saloi, like the width of the man harvesting the grapes in his basket, mikan on one side, umloi boitzer v'saloi, and there's place for someone else and his basket on the other side, a total of 4 amos. Then tizora, there's no problem. You can plant the tefuah here. Okay, you have to separate 6 tvachim from each of the single vines, but it's not called a kerem, where I say, no, you have to have 4 amos. But v'im lav, if in this garden that I'm standing, and again, when I'm looking around my garden, I see a wall and there are vines leaning over the wall. If in this garden I don't have 4 amos by 4 amos, then loy sizara, I can't plant tfuah over there, even if I separate 6 tvachim. Because if I don't have 4 amos by 4 amos in this garden that is surrounded by the wall, which has vines leaning over it, it looks like I'm planting tfuah and I'm being over klai hakerem. Okay, so quickly chazering over the 3 things that Rabbi Shmuel said before the Chachamim in Kerem Biavna. If you have a scrambled egg on top of vegetables, a sheni latoma touches just the egg. It's the same as touching the vegetables. The egg can't be truma. Truma is only if it grows from the ground. It's chulin. Chulin doesn't become a shlishi. When chulin touches a sheni, it's nothing. But because it's mixed, the egg is beaten up, it's loose. See, if it was a solid egg, it would just roll on the vegetable. It's not really connected. But because it's like a mush, so touching the egg is like touching the vegetable. And if the vegetable is truma, it becomes a shlishi l'tuma. It is a chibur. But if the egg is like puffed up like a bubble, the Mishnah says like a helmet, then touching the egg is not necessarily touching the truma. Second thing was in regard to the mitzvah of shikha. The Torah says, beferish, if you forget one bundle or 2 bundles, have to leave it for the poor people. But we learn from the pasuk that that includes as well, if you're cutting by mistake, one stalk didn't get cut or 2 stalks didn't get cut. If you can lean it over in one grasp, cut it with the rest of the tefuah that wasn't cut yet, it's okay. But if you have to go back to cut it, then you have to leave it for the poor people. Third halacha was, I'm in a garden of vegetables. I look around, there's a wall, and over the wall are vines. If from one wall to the other you have at least 4 amos, you're safe. As long as you stay away 6 tvachim from the individual vines. But if there's less than 4 amos, then it's like a garden that's in a kerem, and a kerem has to have 4 amos. In other words, you have to separate 4 whole amos from the vines.